Well, today I'm going to try to do something a little interactive, and this is going to be my very first PowerPoint, so please be very gentle to me. I thought at first I would do ask a question if you guys would clap or say yay or whatever to the one that you picked, but I decided against that. So what we're going to do is we're going to be looking at a few slides, and there's an A or a B. So mentally, or you could write it down, your answer, A or B. So here we go on the first one. Let's see if we can get this going. Yes, that were the instructions that I just gave. So remember, you don't have to write it down on a piece of paper, but you can if you'd like. So we've got in the first slide an orange and an apple. A or B, which one do you like better? Which one do you prefer? We have a dog and a cat. A is dog, B is cat. Which one do you prefer? And don't holler out your answers, just keep it to yourself. All right, we have Coca-Cola and we have Pepsi. So, A is Coke, B is Pepsi. Now, here's one that I actually haven't been paying enough attention to this year. I pretty much stopped watching, but that's okay. I still prefer one over the other, so A is Dallas Cowboys, and B is the Green Bay Packers. So which one do you prefer more than the other? All right, so we've got seasons. We've got two seasons here. We got A is fall, B is spring. Which one do you prefer more than the other? And the last one, we have A is Texas, and I understand that we're in Arkansas, and B is ain't Texas. So, which one do you prefer? So, I probably should have left that slide out since we're in Arkansas, but that's okay. So, do you remember what your answers are? So, with raise of hands, who picked A on all the slides? Okay, so, and B, who picked B? Well, here's the thing. Some may have just made a C in your minds and decided, I don't want either one. I'm sure there was a lot of people that did that. In fact, when I showed this to my wife, most of her answers were C. So, all right. Now, with that as a frame of reference, let me go ahead and cover this up. That's it for the PowerPoint. Now, with that as a frame of reference, I want you all to go to your Bibles, to the book of Amos, a very well-known scripture. And we will be reading Amos 3, verse 3. Now, the reason I wanted to talk about this is because this verse has caused a lot of confusion. Who walks together? What have they agreed? Where are they going? Let's humbly and prayerfully consider the full context of and to understand this verse. I'm going to read it to you from several translations, and then we'll discuss it some more. But before we do that, I'm going to give you the title of this message. And the title of this message is called The Way. The Way. So, in the King James Version, Amos 3:3 reads, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" Now, that was the version that I grew up with in the church. That's the one that I've heard way back in the Worldwide Church of God days. The New International Version. Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? The New Living Translation. Can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction? The English Standard Version. Do two walk together unless they have made an appointment. And the New King James Version is the one that I use the most. Can two walk together unless they are agreed? So what I'm trying to show here is that there seems to be a definite point of needing to agree as a goal in this verse. Now let me tell you why I want to talk about this verse. Throughout my time in the Church of God, I have heard it used on one more occasion that people have used this to stop attending with one another or stop attending altogether. So is that what God intended? Did the Bible say through Amos that we had to be in 100% agreement with each other in order to walk together? Now, each and every one of us is different. Even with our backgrounds growing up, if you are part of a large family, every one of the siblings is different. Every one of us. God likes diversity. God, through his creation, has showed us that animals, plants, humans, come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. And this is a good thing. Still, each of us has to follow a set of rules. Constants, so to speak, if we choose to follow or not follow, can have drastic consequences. So, let me pick one example, and that is gravity. We can choose not to obey gravity, but the consequences might prove fatal. With mankind, we all have rules of nature, but he's also given us a guidebook, the Bible, his laws and statutes that God expects us to follow if we want to remain with him to be in his family. So now we're going to turn to Acts chapter 24. And we're going to read verse 14. And this is actually where I got the title for the message. Acts 24, verse 14. But this I confess to you, that according to the way, which they call a sect, so I worship the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets. The word sect here is Hario, G138, or it should be pronounced Hi-ra-ra-o. Man, I practice that too. I always have the trouble here. I'm sorry, guys. But it is translated in some places as heresy, but in this case, the word should have been translated as choice, not a sect. So we know that the law of the prophets and what they taught, the Ten Commandments, as well as all the holy days and statutes, we in the Church of God choose to follow the way as instructed is in the Bible. So let me sum up what we've talked about so far. The followers of the way, that is what is instructed with us in the Bible, have all come together in fellowship from many different walks of life. We could not understand the way without God's calling and intervention spoken in John 6:44 and verse 35. You can read that later. That was John 6:44-45. So, does Amos 3:3 mean that you have to agree on everything in order to fellowship? At first glance, it might seem like some translations might be requiring that kind of uniformity. But if that's what that means, then it would require absolute uniformity in absolutely everything. And I don't believe that makes sense. So, remember that exercise at the beginning of the message. There aren't any two people on earth that agree with each other in absolutely everything. We just aren't built the same. I've been married for 29 years. My wife and I are not at all the same. But we have a lot of the same ideas. So, we see in Amos 3:3, and this is from BibleTruths.org, can two people walk together without agreeing? And that word is 3259 Yaad, Y-A-A-D, on the direction. There are a lot of Hebrew words that could have been used here for that word agreeing. But Yaad, which means to appoint, seems to signify that he speaks not of himself, but as God guides and moves him, which is called the agreement between God and his prophets. So Yaad, 3259, means to make an appointment, a time, to assemble ourselves, to betroth, to gather ourselves. With that, I can conclude that no two people have to be in 100% total agreement with each other as long as they have the same goal, which is means to follow the way. So, what if, Mr. Gonzalez, if the group that I attend with chooses to change doctrine? Well, that's another thing entirely different. And when I say this, I want to say loudly that I in no way believe that our fellowship is even remotely doing that. I am saying that I have lived through such an era that, as many of you have, that in the 90s with our previous affiliation, that made us think more along of let's all just get along instead of actually staying with the Bible. And we have to follow the way. That is the whole purpose of being together, to follow the way. They had actually pushed love to be the thing that covered everything. If we just love each other, everything will be fine. Don't worry about it. Love, goodwill, brotherly love. And that is not scriptural. So, shouldn't church just be a place where we can all come together and hold hands and sing Kumbaya and never ever fight? Well, I wish that were true, but we are human beings, and that will never be true as long as we are human beings. There will always be contentions over whether we should meet or where we shouldn't meet, or if we should sit closer or we should sit farther, or we should eat snacks or not eat snacks. But we need to understand that as long as we're following the way, we are going in the same direction. But, Mr. Gonzalez, what if somebody upsets me and I don't want to deal with any of that? Well, I suggest that if there is a problem with that person, you talk to them directly. Don't go on social media and say, well, this person upset me because he doesn't follow the way I believe. And if that doesn't work, well, you go to the ministry. But do not do anything other than first going to your brother. Fast and pray. That's another thing you should do. Make sure that you've done everything possible to deal with that issue and not let it grow into something bigger. So as I said before, as long as we're all human beings, we all will make mistakes. So don't let it get you down and push you away from the fellowship. Speak to the ministry privately, like I said before, if there's an issue. But there might be something in the background that you're not aware of that's going on. So, again, as long as we're following the way, there should be no trouble at all as of being together. So, this is a good time as any for me to tell you about what I picked on those slides. And I'll let you all in on a little secret. All my choices were A. And remember, if you chose anything differently than me, you're just wrong. But we can still walk together as long as we choose to follow the way.